Writers on the picket line.
Members of SAG-AFTRA, the union which represents more than 160,000 actors and performers, have voted to authorize a strike ahead of their negotiations with Hollywood studios. Nearly half of its members took part in the strike authorization vote. Almost 98% of them voted in favor of joining the Writers Guild if contract talks stall. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Showdown in a London courtroom where Prince Harry is testifying in a phone hacking trial this hour. Royal commentator Afua Hagen.
Hugely significant moment for the royal family, for the British press as well. The first royal to testify in court in 130 years.
Prince Harry's among multiple celebrities suing the Mirror newspapers for alleged phone hacking and other intrusions. And another study finds that breast is best for babies long after their babyhood. Oxford University researchers say children who are breastfed are three times more likely to achieve top grades in standardized exams as teenagers. And the longer they're breastfed, the higher their grades. The researchers excluded other factors such as parental intelligence and socioeconomic status. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dane presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soul. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saluting Vets is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Starting back in high school, Risha Sharma traveled across the country honoring World War II veterans, hoping to do so before it was too late.
It's amazing how much history and knowledge is encased in each one of these individuals and how much is lost when one of them dies without sharing their story.
O'Reilly has more than 80 specialty loaner tools for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 6th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Services Committee will meet at 4:30 in the McCourt Conference Room at the library. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. The Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5. And the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The Village of Whiting will hold their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30. and the Solid Waste Committee meeting will be from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
So, okay, there we go. If anybody wasn't hearing us streaming-wise, apologies. Just a little bit of a mix-up there with the computers, but we're all ready and good to go now, and welcome back to the morning show. Hope everybody's having a good one out there. So I was just mentioning to Melissa, as we're getting into these what road trip snacks we should have and everything, I just had a bit of a life and death experience.
Oh, my.
I forgot to, I have a new tattoo, and I forgot to put stuff on it. And I went to go do that, but I was trying to hurry.
Okay.
So I've got my leg on my, my foot on my desk, and I'm putting the lotion on. But as I'm doing that, I'm also seeing something else on my desk I'm trying to reach for to grab to save time. And I about flipped over. I just about flipped over and landed on my neck. Like I,
that would have been bad.
I just about took myself out. Just because I was trying to hurry and just trying to make save a little bit of time.
It's those errors in baseball, you know, those things that you can fix yourself that you just don't complicate your life.
Right, exactly. Take your time, everybody. Take your time this morning. It's not, I just can't imagine that's the way I go out. And at my funeral, all my friends, did you hear the way James died? Klutz fell on his head.
It's better than getting hit by a piano.
I suppose. Which I've always thought would be the way I'd go. Acme. Just basically like the Roadrunner.
Yes.
You know, something like that. Or Coyote, I should say.
Yes, Coyote.
So, Melissa, I liked your snack choice.
Chex Mix. And a soda.
Yeah. The top road trip snacks are chips, chocolate, cookies, nuts or seeds, candy, fruit, and granola bars. I'm a sucker for granola bars.
Yeah, I like good ones.
Yeah.
There are some that definitely aren't as, you know, up to par.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder if the ones I eat are.
No, I mean ones that taste good.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the health part of it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's that too. But I like the sometimes I like the crispy ones that come like two in a package. I don't know if those are like something Valley, Hidden Valley. I don't know. No, that's,
yeah, they're Hidden
that's
Valley.
Ranch.
Oh, okay.
That's a ranch dressing.
Oh, it is. There is a Valley one, though.
Yeah.
It's a green. Yeah, yeah. There's,
something
I know,
like that.
That's the one I like.
The problem with those is that they're so messy.
Yeah.
Especially in a car.
Oh, yeah.
You get out and there's like this avalanche of dried oat that falls off of you.
You have a whole other granola bar there by the time you're
done.
There's so much debris. You could like put it together like, oh, I got a little extra one here. I go. Here are a few more road trip stats. Our favorite things about a road trip are the snacks, the conversations, and the stops along the way. The average person says that ideally, they'd like to stop for more snacks every 3 hours or so.
Ha ha. Our listeners are the best. Nature's Valley.
Nature Valley. That's it. Thank
Nature's
you.
Nature's Valley. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. what I like about this too is the idea that we've all heard this and all feel it. It's about the journey, not the destination.
True.
And here we have a little bit of stats to kind of add to that and everything. 44% think it's unacceptable to say no eating in the car on a road trip. Close to 2/3 of those people say it say if that was the case, they just wouldn't go.
Yeah, because what fun is that?
Yeah, you can clean your car.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah.
And you obviously don't have kids.
Yes, obviously. Yeah, very clear. The number one road trip rule that must be enforced is everyone has to use the bathroom before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
Yep.
Again, CC Melissa's for last comment about kids, though, and see how well that works.
And also, you should be willing to stop for bathroom breaks.
Yeah, yeah. Other popular rules include you must wear deodorant, but no cologne or perfume.
Yeah,
I'm
especially
all right
if
with
you're
that.
With people that you're not normally riding in a car with.
The person riding shotgun has to help navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And the driver should be in charge of the radio. Yes. Now, I do think that it's a good driver that can give up control of the radio
a
little bit.
Well, because that is a bit of a distraction when you're driving.
38% of us would rather drive somewhere than fly. 35% said flying is best. 18% think trains are the best option.
I think it depends on how far you're going.
Yeah.
Trains are fun.
I love traveling on
trains. Train ride is fun. It's a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're with a lot more people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have a little bit of room to, like, you know, walk around. You can walk through the cars. It's awkward sometimes, but you can.
There's something so, like, working on a typewriter to me, though, about it. Something, like, old school, romantic, yeah. kind of cool about being on. I just have always enjoyed. The top road trips Americans want to go on are a cross-country trip, a drive up and down the East or West Coast, a trip around the Great Lakes, and a road trip through the South.
I would do any of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Sign me up.
Like, I'm off air around 11. Let's go. Let's do it. Like, where?
I'm surprised they didn't mention RVs in there.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well.
Because that's the ultimate road trip.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how many people have seen that story in California about what's going on with RVs, though. But there are... it last reported what I saw in the article, 11,000 people or something like that living in RVs, and it's become a new thing there, and where people are, the housing situation has gotten to the point where it is cheaper to live that way than it is to rent an apartment or something, especially in a state like California, where,
yeah.
I mean, even just talking about the rent just cost us money. Like, you know, we're not even living there and stuff.
Well, I could see that. And now they're running into problems with not being able to insure their property.
Right.
Because of what's happening with wildfires and droughts. And yeah. I mean, so it's a different time.
I'm a fan of California. I don't want to come across as anything other than I'm a fan of all 50 states, but I love California. I enjoyed my time out there. It's insane to try to get anything done, like to try to put a shed on your property, like the amount of loopholes and different things you've got to do and all this different stuff, like the bureaucracy. Like, we need some bureaucracy. There's a reason to have government. There's a reason to have these things.
You got to have laws and rules and things.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody want to go back to the Middle Ages or anything like that? Not me.
No,
the Wild West? No, I don't think so. But there's a point where it's just too much. It's way, way too much. And that's how it is out there.
Mm.
I like all of these ideas. I'm with you. I would like to do all those. But I'm more importantly, I want to hear from you. What do you want to do out there? Let us know. 424-2600. Which of these trips sound good? Is there a rule for you traveling wise? What's your favorite snack traveling?
Or is there a favorite road trip you've taken?
Yeah, yeah.
Recommendations for us?
Well, we're always looking to take recommendations, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to just share with us one that you've recently taken or one of your favorite trips.
Yeah, 424-2600.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a 715 area code.
Mm-hmm. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeah. Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
It's my birthday. No one here died.
Okay. It's time to do some celebrating. It's Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club time, everybody. Let's do some celebrating. And let's talk about our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And send us your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Info at WFHR.com. James.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message our Facebook page as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, and boom, just like that, we'll get your requests and everything.
There we are.
We will take a look at our list right now. We just have the one name on here. So we get to wish a very, very happy birthday to Kathy Wintz.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day, Kathy. Hope it's a great one. And thank you to whoever got us Kathy's name. We appreciate you guys doing that. We will take a look at some celebrity names now. DeAndre Hopkins is 31, former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver, just became a free agent. Still got some juice left in him, a little bit of a fight in him and everything, I think, at that position. He's going to add to a team somewhere. Uncle Cracker is 49.
Uncle Cracker's 49?
Man, that kind of threw a little bit of a blast from the past there for the late 90s, early aughts, something like that. I don't know. He was like Follow Me and Drift Away. He had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
He had a couple of hits.
I just thought his name was weird.
Yes, me too. Me too. The great Paul Giamatti is 56 right now. 56. Incredible actor.
Mm-hmm.
Very good actor. Private Parts, Sideways, Cinderella Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Straight Outta Compton. He's on Billions. Great actor.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good
actor. I enjoy his performances.
He's he's recently been doing some commercial work and everything, and it's one of those things that I tell people. It's like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, as an actor, if there's you got to collect paychecks where you can. It's the gone are the days of you'd never see John Wayne selling Coca-Cola or something like that. Like, if John Wayne was around right now, John Wayne would be selling vacuums. He would be selling Coca-Cola. It's that kind of world as it is for acting.
Like,
you gotta take the gigs where you can get them.
Oh yeah, he was even in Downton Abbey.
That's right, he was. I forgot about that. Let's see here. Jason Isaacs is 60, Captain Lorca on Star Trek Discovery, Malfoy's dad on the Harry Potter movies, and the villain in The Patriot. One of the better guitarists any of us are ever going to hear. Steve Vai is 63 today. Classically trained rock guitarist who's worked with Whitesnake, Frank Zappa, Johnny Rotten, Ozzy Osbourne. Steve Vai, also one of his big breaks came with David Lee Roth. I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had a double neck guitar that he would play. He was the first. I know there's plenty of guitarists that played him beforehand, but he was the first guitarist I remember seeing in a music video playing one of those.
Okay.
And just being blown away. Like, how's he doing that? How's he playing two necks of a guitar at the same time and all that?
Cool.
Incredible guitar player. Colin Quinn is 64. Former Saturday Night Live cast member and the host of Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. I loved that show. I'm a big fan of Colin Quinn, his stand-up. He's been around a long time doing it. But Tough Crowd was really where kind of like a lot of the Bill Maher stuff eventually. You know, Bill Maher was actually doing Politically Incorrect before Tough Crowd. Tough Crowd was a little bit more of a comedian's kind of version of Politically Incorrect from back in the day.
Okay.
Where you had, but they would talk about stuff and share information and no holds barred. And nobody getting canceled or anything like that. Like, just people talking freely without insulting each other. Without having to bring the other person down or tear somebody else down. You notice right away how a person, like, where their heart's at, where their mind's at, how much it's about them and how much it's about what they're saying.
Yeah.
They have to tear other people down. Or what I love, the person who has no accountability. Those people walking around out there that they've never done anything wrong in their life. You've never heard them own anything. Like, that's a little bit of a, miss me with that. Yeah. I have no interest in hanging out with that kind of person. I really enjoyed what Colin Quinn did with that show where it was just people, you know, mm-hmm. they just happened to be funny people. Jimmy Jam is 64. He's produced all of Janet Jackson's hits, almost all of them. He's also collaborated with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Prince, so many. Jimmy Jam. Wow. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis really ran producing back then. They were the upper echelon. Let's see here. Björn Borg is 67. Swedish stallion who was just a Wimbledon king. Won Wimbledon 5 times in a row. From 76 to 1980, Borg dominated tennis. he retired at the age of 26.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not the greatest career off, you know, the court.
I mean, yeah, because if you want to.
Mm. But he has had an interesting career in life. Sandra Bernhardt is 68. A lot of people know her as Nancy on Roseanne. I always thought she was a great stand-up comedian, great character actor. And a happy birthday to her. Happy 68 to her.
Wow.
A happy 76th birthday to Freddy Krueger.
Really?
Robert Englund is 76.
Wow.
I think that we know now because they did a remake of Freddy, and a great, 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 great character actor, Jackie Early Haley, played the new Freddy.
Oh.
And it bombed horribly.
Really?
And it's not a shot at Jackie. Jackie Earle is a great character actor. He was great in The Watchmen, great in other work too. But Robert Englund did something with that character that you don't see very often. He made the bad guy charming. He made the Freddie was funny. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about most people out there if they were freaked out by those movies or scared. I laughed. I thought Freddie was funny. I didn't think he was haha funny, but just sort of like it.
Nervous laughter.
Maybe a little of that. Maybe, but it didn't really. He didn't scare me as a kid.
Okay.
I was waiting for the one-liners. Mm-hmm. I was always waiting for the pun or something like that. Mm-hmm. He being able to work act through the makeup, mm-hmm. like Robert Englund can.
He had more of a character than just the scary guy.
Yeah, he had a wink and a smile, a little bit of that stuff and everything. Things that you didn't see with a lot of horror characters mm-hmm. before that he did. He put a personality, made them a little bit lighter and all that. It is always intimidating when the villain, when the killer isn't taking this seriously. Like, that sets the audience off, and mm-hmm. he was able to do that. That's why those movies were as good as they were, or lasted as long as they did, and they did literally, let me look, 95 Nightmare on Elm Street movies they did. I'm kidding, but they did a lot
Seems
of them.
Seems like it.
Yeah, they did a lot of them because Robert Englund, because he was that good at it. And he's done some other great work, too, but that is certainly his claim to fame. And some people no longer with us, like Levi Stubbs, born on this day in 1936, passed away in 2008, the lead singer of the Four Tops.
Ooh.
I Can't Help Myself. It's the same old song. Reach Out, I'll Be There. Levi also was also the voice of Audrey 2, the man-eating plant in an 86 movie classic, Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Seymour.
Yes.
Gotta love that movie. Favorite part is Bill Murray. Bill Murray in the dentist chair.
Hmm.
It gets me every single time. There's just something about that scene with Steve Martin and Bill Murray that I don't know. There's something about it that's really good.
I've never actually seen that movie in its entirety. Mm. And the reason is because I caught like a little bit of it as a kid and it scared me so bad.
Ooh.
And it's not that I think I'd be scared of it now, obviously I wouldn't, but it just the draw to watch it was never there.
I get it. We are going to take a quick break, get to Melissa's news and no, that's not your news, is it? No.
We'll see if it plays right.
Okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and give it a shot here, but
it might be yesterday's news.
Yeah. just let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit here and everything. Obviously, we've had some scheduling changes around here, which means our logs, our computers are a little different. So we're kind of getting some things in a row here, ducks in a row and all
working
that.
Working through the bumps.
Yeah, yeah. But we appreciate you out there being so cool about it and working with us on all this. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. When we come back, Melissa, we got the top things people think they're good at, but they ain't good at. They are not good at. Right. We're going to break that news to them coming up.
Probably me too.
oh, same here. Oh, definitely me. Happy birthday to Kathy Wentz. One more time. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy. Go get your free pie at Misty's.
Yeah, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Officials warn the hot air temperatures can make playground equipment hot enough to burn exposed skin. Metal slides can reach dangerous temperatures, but so can plastic ones. You need to check the equipment before you let your kids play on hot days, especially for playground equipment that's in direct sunlight. Second and third degree burns can happen within minutes. Officials suggest taking kids to pools, beaches, or splash pads on really hot days. The Spash Boys track team claimed first place at state track and field championships last weekend. The returning athletes were welcomed home with a police escort through the city to the high school. A celebration in their honor took place at the Spash Fieldhouse with students, parents, faculty, and community members honoring the athletes for their accomplishments. The Rafters lost to the Madison Mallards at home last night. They take them on again tonight at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. To adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based business. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Tired of low or no connect? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good start to your day. Melissa and James here with you. A little bit of Beck for everybody to get us going here. Really interesting arc to Beck's career that I did not see coming.
Yeah.
He has got some soul to him. And one of his last albums, he worked with Pharrell. You know, Mr. Happy and all that stuff. Like, I didn't never saw Beck and Pharrell working together, but they sound great together. They awesome. Work really well together. Melissa and I are going to get into a fun one right now. We'd love to hear from all of you out there, 424-2600. We got a couple of poll questions and questions for the audience going on out there. It's Dairy Month. We want your favorite dairy products, your favorite dairy items.
Favorite place to go shopping for dairy locally.
Yes. Great one. That's a good one to add. We are, of course, also looking for road trips. We want to know your dream road trip destination or a favorite road trip, road trip snacks.
Recommendations for road trips.
Road trip. And let's get into this, too. What are some of the things that we think we're good at, but we are not good at? What's something a lot of people think that they are good at, but aren't? Someone polled people online, and here are the top 10 answers. Melissa, I think we started number 1 or number 10 here. What do
10.
You think? 10. Okay, sounds good. Number 10, communicating.
We could all be better.
I'm very good at... I wanted to cut you off. I'm sorry. I just wanted to cut you off.
I almost told you to shut up. We're so good at it.
Yes. We're great communicators.
Yep. I know words good.
Yes. There are plenty of us, I think. One of the things that I just taking a quick glance at this list, some of these things on the bottom, I would say that almost all of these are things that it wouldn't hurt to try to be better at.
Yes.
You could be a 10 at this, and it never doesn't hurt to try to work better at it.
Right. Well, and communication is one of those things that you have to do constantly, yes. And you have to... At least I have to try to constantly improve at because I feel like I don't feel like I'm good at it.
I think that I like to think that I've always been a good listener and I've tried to be. At least that's what I hear. genuinely speaking, I would say that radio has made me a good listener. Helped me to be a good listener. That and being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like by far and away, those are the two
follow up questions. So to have those, you have to listen.
Yeah, yeah. My interviewing style is very basic. Starting the interview, going into the interview, I do my homework. I have some research and this stuff. But what I find is over the years of doing it is the best way to do it is the organic questions to come up off of their answer.
Right, and to be able to do those, you have to be listening.
What was that?
Your forecast okay. for locally say, this is, radio, WFHR.
All right, that is not good. Why is our weather Chance playing right now? This is why you don't have two people working on a system at once. This is, yeah. So we said communicating. How about looking cool? Everybody, nod your head. Looking cool. We all think we do this, but how many of us are actually pulling it off?
Not very many.
Now,
the people who don't think they look cool are the ones who do.
That's pretty much what I was going to say. Yes. Worded much better.
Didn't mean to take the words out of your mouth.
No, you worded it cooler. You worded it cooler. Yeah, that was good. Cool is a state of mind, if it ever was. If there is ever anything that is a state of mind, being cool is a state of mind.
And you know, I kind of think it stems from being centered and relaxed. You know, that's a big part of just... looking cool to other people because you're centered, you're relaxed, you're in control of what's going on. It's hard to do that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It can be difficult. How about giving good advice? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I think that I maybe gave good advice, it hasn't ever worked out that way.
Yeah. I don't know. So especially as a teacher, there's plenty of students running around out there. I don't know how my advice went.
You never got the follow-up?
I never got the follow-up story to that one. So yeah, here's hoping. Fingers crossed. I really hope it went well. I think here's another one too that I'm thinking with this. Good intentions.
Yes. And that's the important thing to remember with advice. And the older I get, the less inclined I am to give advice. Unless it's specifically asked. If somebody specifically asks me for my opinion or my advice, then I'll try. But sometimes you just, it's like, oh, is this going to cause more harm than good? Like, I don't know.
As a little kid, you know, my dad in and out of jail and those things, and he's not around all the time and stuff. So I'm trying to be there for my mom and try to talk to her and be her sounding board in a lot of ways, while along with trying to make her laugh and stuff. And at a really young age, I remember her, I don't remember what it was or anything like that, but I was trying to solve her problem.
Mm.
And I remember her looking down at me and telling me, Jimmy, I just want you to listen.
Well, that's the eternal issue with men.
Well, I learned that moment right there, yeah. Going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a you're problem solvers and you want to solve the problem, but sometimes the problem is you just need to listen.
Yes, yes. and it goes right back to the communicating part, yep. We were talking about before. Number 7, being honest. That's an interesting one. That's interesting.
People think they're good at being honest, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe honest with yourself.
Thank you. That's where I wanted to go with it. Yes. Yes. That's I don't know if we have an issue. Like, we're either we are or we aren't honest with other people.
Yeah.
That's pretty black and white. Mm-hmm. You can look at all little gray areas or white lies or any of these things. No, black and white. It's a lie or it isn't.
Mm.
But to ourselves, I think that's where things get really murky.
Yeah. Because
we're too
lot,
hard on ourselves.
Well, it's a lot harder to be honest with yourself than it is with other people, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, a lot. I am very guilty of this. I have no problem encouraging and building somebody else up.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tear myself to shreds if I can give a perfect show. I mess up one little thing, that is the thing that I'm going to be focusing on. That is going to, we beat ourselves up, and I'm not alone.
Focus on the negatives about ourselves.
You out there aren't that different. Some of us are worse than others and everything, but we all tend to be our own worst enemy, mm-hmm. and we are not being honest with ourselves. You look a lot better than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
You sounded a lot better in that meeting than you thought you did.
Yeah.
I think the being honest part to ourselves, I thought that was really insightful on your part. I agree with you. Parenting. Ouch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the, you know, who especially that's guilty of that one.
Hmm.
The parent that cannot wait to give you advice on parenting. The backseat parenter.
Ooh.
Again, this goes back to something Melissa was saying before. If I'm being asked advice about parenting, completely different story.
Mm-hmm.
That you go ahead and carte blanche. You go ahead and give your feedback. But
right.
If nobody's asking for your feedback, not with this one.
Mm-mm. Well, and I don't have a, you know, piece to play in this game because I'm not a parent.
I like that piece to play in the game. I like that a lot.
But I think that, you know, parents are also human and we're all imperfect. And the parents that can admit, okay, there may be some things that I did that my child's going to need to go to therapy for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably more accurate than the ones who think they're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a big ask to raise another human.
Yes, yes,
it's a lot of responsibility.
And it takes a village. It takes others. And that means others being there and being supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are asked for feedback, you can give your feedback. But otherwise, keep your thoughts to yourself. Singing. Well, this one I'm very confident that I am not great at. I have no issue with this one. But I know people who think they're great at singing and art. I wouldn't say that God, this is ages ago, the person that I'm thinking of, but she couldn't believe that she didn't have a record deal, kind of like confidence mm-hmm. in her singing. And again, I'm not a singer, But I know a handful of things about singing, and one of them is I know I did not like the sounds coming out of her. I did not understand how, where she got it, who told her that she was a good singer to get her to the point where she's in our classes and everything, and she's it was bad. I wasn't teaching at the time. I was a student at the time.
Yeah, there's definitely some people who are overconfident in that area, but you run into it most often at about, you know, midnight at a karaoke bar.
Yes,
and there have been a few too many liquid courage beverages, and then they think they're amazing, and nobody's good when they're drunk. Nobody.
You're so right. I love that moment in karaoke when they introduce the person and then they tell you the name of the song. And you're like, oh, okay, this person thinks they're good. Like, they think that they could pull off Whitney Houston. They think they can pull off.
That's what I was going to say.
That's always fun, especially at 1 a.m. or something like that. Like, okay, even if you're a good singer, your voice is probably not there at 1 a.m. in the bar. Like, you know,
after how many brewskis?
Right, yeah. In this one, I just want to take a moment and everything and let the audience know this, because I don't get this opportunity very often. I may be the greatest at being humble ever. I may be the most humble human being in human history.
You almost made me snort my coffee.
It's one of my favorite old jokes, though. I'm great at being humble. Being humble is number 4 on this list.
Wow.
You know, it seems like one of those ones that we could always use a little work on.
Well, you know, I'm of two minds with this one, because there's this big push, and there has been recently, at least in my experience, to be, you know, take more pride in what you do and more pride in yourself and be proud of yourself and self-advocate, and that kind of conflicts with being humble in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely if you do it right, but that's a fine line to walk. Where you're humble, but you're confident.
I'm so with you on this, and I still right now struggle with this. I get an agent, I get an agent as an actor, Cal. And Cal and Aaron and every agent I've ever had are very, you know, you have to use social media. It's free advertising. Get your face out there. Get your name out there. We want selfies. We want posts and this and that. And that's not my thing.
Mm.
I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't mind taking a picture for you and sending it to you, Melissa, but I don't like, you know, everybody in the world, like that kind of thing. It gets awkward for me and I feel weird and I overthink and get in my head and stuff, but it's part of the game. So I do it and I put myself out there. The only reason I ever got to that point was a phrase, humble hustle. For me, that's what it comes down to. Do I feel egotistical and silly putting pictures of myself on social media, just my face and stuff? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how most people don't. like the people on my Facebook page don't know what I look like already. Like, you know, like anybody needs to see my mug any more than anybody already does. But this is the game. This is part of what you do as a performer, as a creative. You got to get yourself out there. You got to be free. So
you got to self-advocate.
It's a hustle. So to me, I try to look at it as a humble hustle. I try to find a balance in that where I'm not just posting pictures every 5 minutes of myself with my shirt off or something like that. Like I'm more so using it, working within the industry and trying to use the industry, trying to use social media to help myself in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Staying out of drama is also on this list.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be difficult. I usually try to avoid drama that's not on a stage, but sometimes you get caught up in it, and it's hard to avoid.
Very well said, yeah. And so this is interesting. At number 10 was communicating. At number 1 was being a good listener.
Well, they both made the list.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of honorable mentions I just want to get in before we go to break. Telling jokes. Sex.
Ooh, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, that's you. That would hit a lot of people right away. That not only hit a lot of people right away, there was a lot of people that are like, wait a minute, is that me? flirting. Yeah, I wholeheartedly admit I am one of the worst at flirting in human history. Easily. I own that one. And their job. Eesh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's rough.
Ouch.
Yeah. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We will come right back with more fun for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for isolated rain showers. Highs level off around 77. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 51. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got a couple of minutes left to get to the top of the hour here. Got a interesting one to get into. We were talking snacks earlier, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Cheez-Its, I think, are a great snack.
Yeah, I like Cheez-Its. I shouldn't eat them, but they're so delicious.
I was wondering. Okay, yeah. Interesting. They're that good. That's how good they are. That even though you should, you're going to eat them.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if they're a great snack in the car. They make a little bit of a mess, but so do everything else.
I mean, they're better than Cheetos.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as like stuff on your fingers.
Yeah. Quick question to the audience, 424-2600. Is that one of the best parts of eating chips, the debris on your fingers and licking them afterwards?
Depends on the chip.
Yeah, like Doritos is one I think of right away.
Yeah, and Cheetos are probably the top two.
I get through like a half a bag of Doritos and feel like I had like a full Dorito on my fingertips. If you're hiking through Joshua Tree in Southern California, you're lucky. That's not where the article's going. That's just my opinion on that one. I've always wanted
We're jealous of you.
Yes, yes. I've always wanted to do that. So if you are hiking through the, anywhere, and you're craving something cheesy, this might be your ticket, especially if you were in Southern California. For some reason, Cheez-It has opened a pop-up gas station in the area. But instead of pumping gas, the pumps will spray bags of Cheez-Its through your car window for free.
What?
They're calling it Cheez-It Stop.
Okay, bags of it, though. You said that, and I'm imagining like the actual crackers blowing in your window, landing on your lap.
That's what I was hoping. I was actually, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, I was like a little disappointed when the bags part came up, because I love the idea.
I missed that in my brain. I was picturing the crackers.
I was all excited for this, and now it's still kind of cool, but it'd be a lot funner if it was just the shooting the actual chips at you.
For like comedic visual, yes, but actual in your car crackers?
Yeah, I
prefer the bags.
It's only open now through Sunday, so Melissa, we got to get in the car and leave right after the show.
Okay.
There's also merch for sale, which is being described as absurdly cheesy mementos and nostalgic Cheez-It Stop collectibles.
Their commercials are great.
There is a handful of companies that have always been pretty darn good at advertising.
Yeah.
And she's a company.
They nail it.
Yeah, they really do.
Them and Wendy's.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that one, too. Cheez-Its. And of course, there are boxes of Cheez-Its, including special flavors that aren't in stores. That's a smart move.
Mm, yeah.
If you're in the area, the pop-up is at 61943 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. I didn't have to give you that address, but I kind of had to because my mom was born in 29 Palms.
Oh.
So any little chance to throw that out there and make her smile, I'm going to take it. I mean, you know, if you can make your mother smile, do it, everybody.
Right.
It's a 128-mile drive from L.A., 168 miles from San Diego, or an easy 40 miles from Palm Springs Airport. I'm going to try to show Melissa a little bit of this real quick here.
Oh, they actually have video of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, drive up to the pop-up.
I don't know how well you can see it. Oh, it's like a little... Oh, that's cool. So did you see what she did there with the pop with the gas?
Oh, it's like a gas station.
Yeah,
almost.
It's just like a regular like a little gas station, but it's all free. Everything there. Like I think some of the boxes you have to buy, but you can kick out bags of the chips for free.
That's cool.
And this kid, the lady that did the Instagram video, had like 90 bags on her. TJ Lee. Nice video, okay. TJ. Nice video. That's a fun video.
So oh, that's fun.
See if you can see it a little better here. I'm looking for the gas pump part. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. See. It's a big gas pump, and you just pick it up and stick it in your car window.
All you got to do is put your container near it. It looks like it's all stationed.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So you don't have to even mess around with the hose or anything like that.
That's cool.
I'll tell you this. I would like the smell of this a lot more than getting gasoline on my hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's take a call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. Let's talk about Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust. Yes.
I'm the person who will eat Cheetos with chopsticks because absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
That you're that adamant about not getting the dust on your fingers.
Listen here, fella. Cheetos, popcorn, Doritos. I really don't care. I'm eating that with chopsticks. It's not getting on my fingers. It absolutely flips me out. No.
Have you found that you've gotten even better with chopsticks now because of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet.
More practice.
Yeah.
I actually did that with puff corn the other day
because
I didn't want